Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's amazing to me how parents are just flabbergasted and shocked and hurt so bad when their kids do some things they did. Don't be a hypocrite. Remember that you did. Remember what you did. And if there's hope for you, there's hope for them. Right? And if there's forgiveness and cleansing for them and you and us all, and they don't have to stay estranged or alienated from God or from you or each other, the Lord has paid the price. So no matter how far off we've gotten, how bad we've done, we can be completely restored. Amen. To full, unhindered, unrestricted fellowship with God and each other. Do you believe it, child of God? Yes. Nothing is more important. Nothing is more valuable. Material things don't compare to this. You can have all the money in the world. You can have the nicest cars and houses and clothes and jewelry there is. And if you can't get along with anybody and nobody cares about you, you got nobody to share it with. You understand what I'm saying? It's empty. It's nothing. Most important things in existence are your relationships. Number one, your relationship with God. If that's not right, the other's not going to be right either. Right with Him. And then your relationships with people. All the people in your life. It got too quiet on that one. Verse 21, and you who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. If you choose wrong things and you go the wrong direction, that will put distance between you and people who are endeavoring to do right. If you're not going to go with them and they don't want to go the wrong way with you, what's going to happen? A gap. You keep going the wrong way, they keep going the right way, the gap's going to get bigger. But listen, friend, you never helped your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your family by compromising what's right. Never. And it can be hard because if you hold on to what's right and other people don't want it and like it, it can seem like you're losing them. They're losing you and we're losing our relationship. But the best thing you ever did for people you care about is follow God all the way and pray for them and believe with them. And one of these times they'll come to their self like the prodigal son and say, where am I at? What am I doing? How did I get so far over here? And you, when they call you, and they will be in a position because you've been walking with the Lord to believe with them, help them get back. That's actually the ministry of reconciliation. We've been given that ministry to help people get back to God, get right with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not hard. Doesn't take a long time if you're willing, if you're genuinely willing. Verse 22, in the body of His flesh, He's reconciled through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Do you believe that? That the blood of the Lamb has made you holy. Amen. You hear Christians that have a Bible, you know, that should know better going, well, I'm no saint. Then you're an ain't. What do you mean? Believers are called saints, not just a few that somebody decides is a saint. And you don't become a saint because of extreme good works. You become a saint because the Lord has made you holy by the sacrifice of His own blood. I've had people look at me and say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. And I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. It is greater than all your sin. I mean, we're singing about it today, right? The blood will never lose its power. Is the blood greater than all your mistakes, all your failures? Has the blood, come on, look at the verse. Has the blood made you holy, unblameable, unreprovable? That was a weak amen. That was just weak. Put the NIV up there. Verse 22. Now He has reconciled you. Before we go any further, how many believe the Bible? Okay. You did know this was a church when you came in, right? I mean, do you believe these words are true?
Yes.
Whether you look like it or not,
yes.
Whether you feel like it or not, are these words true?
Yes.
I want you to say, this is true.
This
is absolutely true. What is true? He has reconciled me by His own physical body through His death. To present me, come on, say it out loud, to present me, holy in His sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. Now, the moment you say that, the enemy will try to bring stuff to your mind and go, yeah, but the blood. Yeah, but I've done enough. The blood, yeah, but the blood. Which is bigger? Your failures, your sins, your mistakes, or the blood? Which one is bigger? Say it again, the blood, that sacrifice has made me holy, without blemish,
free from accusation.
That means no guilt, no shame. Not because you hadn't done anything, but because you've been washed from it, cleansed from it by the blood of the Lamb. The blood is greater than the sin. The blood is greater than the failure. Why keep talking about the blood? The life is in the blood. We're talking about life is greater than death. And what life was in the blood of Jesus? He had no earthly father. It's the blood of God, which is perfect, spotless, the most precious thing in all the universe, in all time and eternity, is the blood of the Lamb of God. And He paid it all to buy us, which shows our value to Him. Next time the devil tries to tell you through some kind of thought or feeling that you're worthless, you ask him why the Lord paid so much for you. If you're so worthless. The highest price that's ever been paid for anything, we're not talking about $1 trillion, it's way beyond that, was paid for you. You are a one of a kind. Unique in all the world, throughout all ages. One of a kind. Hallelujah. The Master made you, so you're a masterpiece. One of one, masterpiece. What makes a work valuable? The artist, right? The creator, the one that did it, that made it. We're not talking about Michelangelo. We're not talking about Picasso. We're talking about God, right? You are assigned, one of one. Hallelujah. That's not an exaggeration. His name is in you. His name is on you. In the future, His name's literally going to be on you. Have you read the book of Revelation? You're going to be happy about it too. Because then everybody can see you're assigned one of one.
Yes.
Masterpiece. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. We didn't merit it. But the Lord saw in us what we are barely beginning to see ourselves. He saw something very, very important and precious in us. He calls us the apple of His eye. In time to come, it'll begin to be more and more obvious what He sees in us. We'll see it. Others will see it. Go to 1 John and you'll see what I'm talking about. 1 John 3. The devil is a demeanor. He is always speaking derogatorily, always disrespectful, always trying to run you down to yourself, to others, you to them, them to you. You're nothing, you're nobody, you know, your failure, your mistake. Anytime those thoughts and feelings come to you, understand that's not the Lord. That's not Him. Romans talks about this. Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Not God. Who's accusing God's elect? Not the Lord. If He'd have wanted us condemned, all He'd have had to do is nothing. Just leave us. Right? He'd have wanted us to be accused, just leave us. No, it's not God who's accusing us. It's not God who's condemning us. It's not. In 1 John 3:1, He said, "Behold, behold, look, what manner of love, what kind of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not." They don't know what we are. They don't know who we are, what we are, because we don't necessarily look like it right now. Hadn't always acted like it. Because it didn't recognize Him either. Verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." You're not going to turn into a saint after you die. You're a son of God now. You've been made holy now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now your body didn't get born again. Your body is still in its fallen state. And it's aging. And it gets old and it dies. Don't let that bother you. The inner man is not aging and decaying. The inner man is renewed. Have you read about it? Day by day.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.